The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
From the sports betting capital of the world, Las Vegas, it's time for the show you can't afford to miss. The number one weekly football preview, Wanna Bet. Get ready for valuable information, analysis, winning picks, and betting strategies. Your hosts, SEC gridiron guru Kip Kiefer, and award-winning betting expert, writer, and sports editor for the Las Vegas Sun, Case Kiefer. Let's go. Here's everything you need to win big. Wanna Bet.
Welcome, everybody, to Wanna Bet. This is the football season, and we are going to be focused squarely on the greatest game in the world, college and NFL football, over the next several months. And we're going to get you all the information you need to have the ultimate winning season on one of the hottest trending topics, really, that is out there. In sports and specifically football betting. I'm Kip Kiefer. I'm joined by sports editor of the Las Vegas Sun, Case Kiefer. Our show's being produced by and directed by Clay Kiefer. So this is a real family affair and exciting project for me. Case, I'm really anxious to get all of your insights. You've been out here 13 years now. You are our guy in the desert, and we are delighted to have you as part of Wanna Bet as co-host, and look forward to really talking about all aspects of football wagering and analysis over the next few months.
Yeah, I'm fired up. I feel like, as you kind of mentioned, sports betting's booming in popularity, and now it's so big that I feel like there's really no downtime on the calendar anymore. There's always something to bet on. There's always something people are interested in. But that being said, there's no time better than now. Football season is still what brings the most money, what brings the most interest, and especially that excitement at the beginning of the year. All areas across town like this here, the Golden Circle, are going to be packed with people making bets, watching the games here for the next few weeks and all the way through the end of the season. So fired up to go into another football season. Here we go.
And we are so excited to be coming to you right off the Las Vegas Strip at the fabulous TI Treasure Island Resort. Our host, Jennifer Renselman, has been just so accommodating in getting us set up and ready to go for these programs. And if you're coming out to Vegas anytime soon, put this on your list. They have done a beautiful job of renovating this area and creating this ultimate race and sports environment. And you need to put it on your list. The TI, a great spot to visit when you're in Vegas. Case, you mentioned a minute ago that it's a year-round entity now, this sports betting. We actually could have sat down and started this show back in January or February, because right now, a week out for the beginning of the full-scale college season, 2 weeks out before the NFL, there's a handful of games tonight and today. But I guess the best place, the best thing to talk about here to kick things off is the futures kind of angle to this. And there's all kinds of things you can bet, pretty much as the previous season even ends, looking forward to the next season.
Yeah, I think the best thing to do as a bettor is stay on your toes. Even year-round, if you're betting football, I think it's usually the week before the national championship game. So before Georgia beat Alabama this past year, you started seeing the first futures for 2023. And I got to tell you, that's when I made my first bet. I saw kind of a clear division, which now has come true in the odds of Georgia, Alabama, Ohio State. It looks like between those three teams this year to me. You know, one sports book in particular opened Ohio State 6-1. I pounced on that. I thought that was a ridiculous number. And you look now, it's come down everywhere. Now I think it's usually about plus 150 to 3-1 for those three teams. It is a clear top three at college football. I do believe here at the TI, if you're interested in Georgia, right now they are at 4-1, which is a higher price than anywhere else. But I really think it's those three teams. You saw, after the national championship odds came out, the Heisman odds were shortly after that. So really, it is year-round. Even for football, it took a while before some of the other futures come out, but then you get to May and June and some sports books are posting conference odds, season win totals, and the best thing you can do is just be on your toes, kind of try to keep up to date and see if you can find some good prices, because it really does, in this day and age of sports betting, it never ends.
And I'm sure the NFL equivalent is there as well. I'm sure there's already odds out who's going to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, the Super Bowl might come out even earlier, definitely before the Super Bowl last year, where the Rams, of course, beat the Bengals. Those numbers were out, and that's something to look for. I got a great value in that one, too, and I'm not saying this to pat myself on the back. I know it sounds like that, but just to show you the value of looking ahead and getting some good prices. After Tom Brady retired, I took the Buccaneers at 50-1 to win the Super Bowl. Seemed like he was kind of wobbling to begin with, and I thought the Buccaneers with the rest of their roster would, you know, have a chance to go after some other quarterbacks. You're not getting anywhere close to 50-1 now. They're like 6-1.
Wow.
So, you know, I say that again just as an example. You need to look for you know, you kind of need to be on your toes. Look for when these markets come out, and that's when you're going to find some really good value.
Astounding just what you just said there. So Tom Brady makes virtually a 40-point difference in a betting line?
Well, I mean, you look at it where it was then, you know, we didn't know who they were going to have as quarterback. That, I think a lot of bad news happened that week. I think one of their best offensive linemen retired. They had a lot of free agents that it looked like might not come back if Brady wasn't there. Kyle Trask was thrust into being their starting quarterback at that time. So
yeah,
if you just look at it
should've
from that
perspective, 500-1.
Yeah, if you just look at it from that perspective, 50-1 kind of looked bad. But I kind of had the foresight thinking, you know, they might go out and get another quarterback. If Tom Brady does decide to come back, a lot of these guys are going to make every effort to stay, as you saw ended up happening with Chris Godwin, some of the defensive guys. So, you know, I feel like it's a good value just to always be thinking ahead like that, and that's where you can find some good ideas and futures.
You know, winning championships is one thing, but there's also all kinds of other futures bets. One that I'm going to focus on today on my segment, my first picks of the year, are SEC over-under totals for wins for the year. And that's something that I find kind of fascinating because it's funny, even the most adamant fans, you start asking them about their teams, it seems like a lot of casual fans or even more advanced than casual don't really look at the schedule before the season, don't even know who their team is really playing week to week. And I think that would be a just a natural fundamental step to go if you're trying to assess, you know, how over-under totals for wins in a season.
Yeah, you know, over-unders, you're going to have to wait a little bit for the season win totals. Usually they'll come out May at the earliest, more likely June. But, yeah, all that stuff you have to factor in, especially this age of college football. There's a lot more, you know. You have to really get in the nitty-gritty of the transfer portal, see who's coming in, who's coming out. You want to look at the schedule. That's so important. I got to say, in the SEC, the one team that coming into the season I was so high on that, you know, I really think from a talent perspective can play with almost anyone is Tennessee. Then you look at their schedule is just brutal. So their win total, I think now 7.5 or 8. You know, it's not even an over I've jumped on just because I'm tough on the schedule. So for your example, I do think the schedule is a thing to look at. I think the transfer portal is so important. You had Lane Kiffin calling himself the king of the portal for Ole Miss. I don't know. I think Brian Kelly maybe should have a word with that LSU. The market's kind of moving against them, but he brought in a couple great cornerbacks, arguably the two best cornerbacks in the portal. I love Jaden Daniels from Arizona State. So I think the two biggest things I'm looking at before I get involved in win totals in this day and age, the schedule and the transfer portal.
And individually, you can bet right now. I know there's numbers out on the Heisman Trophy race, for instance. You know, it's probably C.J. Stroud and Bryce Young, but I'm sure there's some good values on that board.
Yeah, the Heisman Trophy is one that comes out right after the national championship, if not then. Another one I made a bet on right away. I took Caleb Williams at 15-1 before he announced his transfer to USC. I'm happy with that. He's kind of the third choice behind Stroud and Young. Yeah, there's got to be value there. You're going to want to look down. Usually the Heisman, more than likely, it's a surprise guy. It's only been a favorite, I think, once in the last 10 years. So look beyond Stroud and Young. Maybe you'll find some value there.
Kayshon Boutte, that's my sleeper on the Heisman. I don't know what his odds are, but we'll get into that in future shows. We got to go to break. Case is going to have his first slate of futures picks, if you will. Maybe he'll throw in a game or two that there's already a line on, but we're going to have that next, so don't go anywhere. WannaBet continues right after this.
WannaBet, it's Case Kiefer with my first edition of Best Bets for this week zero of college football. Of course, we have a little soft opening. Only 7 widely lined games on Saturday between 2 football bowl subdivision schools. So not as big of a menu, not as much to break down in that perspective. We'll get to some of those. There are some plays I like, some that I am monitoring. But since it's Futures Day here on the show, I figured a better use of our time might be to break down some futures, and specifically one futures market. We already talked a little bit about the national championship picture on the show, and on LasVegasSun.com, I have written extensively about probably 20 different bets, everything from conference futures to a whole lot of win totals. You can find those there. I've bet even more, but I thought maybe in the interest of time and in the interest of making the most out of this, we could focus on perhaps the most fun market, the Heisman Trophy, and where I'm seeing value as we go into the very beginning
of the season. And I really feel like the tide's shifting a little bit on the Heisman. This is a place where I kind of want to zig where others might be zagging, so to speak. We've heard this be called a quarterback award, that it's turned into that, and certainly that's hard to argue with 9 of the last 10 winners being quarterbacks or whatever. But I really think that the voter base is starved to you know, get behind some other players that are non-quarterbacks. You know, we saw it 2 years ago, of course, with Devontae Smith chasing down Mac Jones. I really thought that was Mac Jones' award for so long. He gets the trophy. I think last year there was just no real candidate beyond Bryce Young with how things played out, with how C.J. Stroud lost the game to Michigan. But, you know, even before that, I feel like we were so desperate to find a non-quarterback that some guys that didn't even have the number were getting a push, like Kenneth Walker at Michigan State, which I never really understood. So I would not be shocked this year if we see a skill player more get a push here, get some hype behind him. So I'm going to shoot for some longer shots here at the beginning of the season. I'm kind of with the consensus that Ohio State, Alabama, and Georgia stand above the rest of college football. I think those three, you pick any of them. But as far as explosive offenses, I think it's going to be hard to compete with Alabama and Ohio State. That being said, I'm just not wanting to lay – not even lay, but get 3-1 or 5-1 on Young or C.J. Stroud going into the season. That's just such a short price. I'd rather take a shot with some longer odds guys who are just as talented. And there are still some really good prices, at least here in Las Vegas. And if you shop around, I think you can find them elsewhere. So without further ado, who I'm talking about, of course, Ohio State running back Travion Henderson, Ohio State receiver Jackson Smith and Jigba, and Alabama running back Jahmyr Gibbs. I have all three of those guys at 60-1 to win the Heisman going into the season. I just think those are great prices. Starting with the Ohio State guys, I would be shocked if they don't have the most efficient offense in the nation for the second year in a row. Smith and Jigba already got that first push in the Rose Bowl with having that historic game with, you know, 350 receiving yards or whatever it was. And I really think Henderson I like even better. He would be my favorite out of these guys at 60-1. He's going to be the vocal point of the offense. He was absolutely unbelievable last year as a freshman, but kind of overlooked. And that was coming off a long time without playing football. He was injured, then he missed his whole senior season of high school football for COVID, of course. I just think that this guy is going to be unstoppable, and if there's one bet I could make now, if you could still find him at 60-1, I think that's great. And I've really talked myself into Gibbs here lately, just hearing the reports out of training camp, how he's looked. It does seem like the Crimson Tide offense is going to be a little more run-based than we've become used to, and Gibbs is kind of in the mold of Henderson in that he can do it all. He can catch passes. He can run the ball. I really think that it's going to be so hard for a repeat Heisman winner. You kind of have to top the numbers you did last year. That seems like a high bar to clear for me. So I really like those three guys. I know I will say I understand all the hype for Will Anderson, of course, the linebacker at Alabama, but he is the number one bet guy at two of the biggest sports books here in Las Vegas now. I think he's 25 and 30-1. It's just so hard for a defensive player to win it. There is no way 25 or 30-1 is a good value price on that. Maybe he'll even win, but I stand by, that's just not a high enough price. Maybe, you know, earlier in the summer when he was a 50 or 60-1, you could talk me into it. But I'm trying to go with what we can do right now. I got some great prices earlier in the summer, too. If I had to go with one of the quarterbacks, I still probably like Caleb Williams from USC, because I think he's going to be able to put up some prolific numbers. I was fortunate enough to snag him at 15-1, but that's long gone, and I don't think I'd be going lower than 10-1 on him. So I think if you start with those three skill guys, it's a great place to start with. Smith and Jigba, Henderson and Gibbs. That is my three-pack of futures. And now, of course, I know you want some action this weekend, so let's look at a few of the games. Unfortunately for the television audience, this game starts at 9:30, so it might be too late to get in on it. But for those of our viewers and listeners watching online, I like Nebraska in the opener, 9:30 a.m., coming to you from Ireland against Northwestern. They opened at 10 all the way up to 13 and a half now at most sportsbooks. I'd be comfortable taking the Cornhuskers all the way to 14. I'd probably stop at 14 at that semi-key number of 2 touchdowns. I think their offense is going to be a lot better this year. Actually, it was very good last year, despite the 3-9 record and just the horrendous ways they found to lose games. But I think Casey Thompson is going to be a little bit steadier at quarterback. And Northwestern's defense, usually they figure it out, and I think they will again this year. But it is so green, so inexperienced right now. I think this is a really good spot for the Texas transfer in Thompson and the rest of the Cornhusker offense to get off to a good start. They blew out Northwestern last year, and I don't see a reason why they wouldn't do it again this year. So I like Nebraska as the only bet I've made with a full unit size play that I'll be using during the regular season this week for college football week zero. A couple other games I am interested in, though. Neither of these are going to be easy ones to play, but I got to say I kind of like Connecticut getting 27.5 is actually what I bet against Utah State. Utah State defending Mountain West champions, but really weren't that good last year and lose just about everybody. They do have quarterback Logan Bonner back, but he's dealing with an injury and may not even play in this game. I know UConn has been terrible, but Utah State only beat one team by this many points last year. That seems like a really big number to me. I think Connecticut's on the way to respectability under new coach Jim Moore. I thought that was a decent hire, and it's not going to be pretty to watch, but I like the big price with UConn. And I've already heard so many people talk about the late game that they're going to be chasing their losses, taking the points with Hawaii. I think Kip and I even might be different on this one, but I would just really advise against that. If you look at any talent metric, the talent score that Hawaii has on this roster is, you know, literally one of the bottom 3 to 5 teams in the nation. This is a totally rebuild for new coach Timmy Chang. I think they're going to be good eventually. I think it was a good hire at least, but this year it is going to be really rough. So Vanderbilt may never be the best program in the nation, as I believe Clark Lee proclaimed down there at SEC Media Days, but they might look like it against Hawaii this week. I would lay Vanderbilt up to 10. Right now they're an 8-point favorite. I don't mind laying. You can even get a 7.5 now. I would not mind Vanderbilt -7.5 or Vanderbilt -8. So that's a taste of week zero, and stick around to hear more picks from Kip. Thanks for watching. Wanna bet?
Listen to what callers are saying about the morning after.
But I just wanted to say thank you. You guys bring a lot of information. To me, your show is a lot different than most. I can't really pinpoint it. It's just maybe it's the friendliness. Maybe it's just the way that you guys come across. More like family to me. And I just love listening every Sunday when I get the opportunity.
The morning after, Sundays 9 to 11 a.m. on WJOX 94.5 Birmingham.
Welcome in, everybody. Excited to be with you on the very first edition of our new show, Wanna Bet. And this week, as Case described in the previous segment, it's the soft open, I guess you could say. That's how he described it. College football week zero, just a handful of games and only one SEC games, which is my field of expertise. And that is Vanderbilt at Hawaii. We'll get to that in just a moment. Excited again to be here each week. We're going to be giving you our best picks and selections, along with a lot of different advice and topics relating to wagering on football, and more importantly, winning on football. I'm going to focus on SEC win totals this week, and it's an interesting dynamic. Las Vegas sets lines on the win totals for teams in the regular season. Now, this does not include the bowl games. And I found some of the SEC information intriguing as far as the Vegas line setting of where they think the threshold of wins or losses are going to be. Let's start in looking at those with Arkansas. That's my first futures bet here on the program. And Arkansas is set at 7.5 for the year. That means if the Razorbacks win 8 games, they will be over and you would win your bet if you went that way. If they only won 7 games and finished the regular season at 7-5, that would result in you being on the winning side only if you bet under. The Razorbacks under Sam Pittman have had a couple of magical seasons in a row. A lot of things have gone right. Some things that went wrong, actually, that prevented them from winning a couple of games a couple of years ago. But overall, the effort's been tremendous. Pittman has gotten great contributions from his quarterback and a very spirited defense, which had a lot of fifth-year seniors last year. They've lost a lot of that personnel. I feel like they're going to be formidable again, but I just look at the schedule and don't see 8 wins in there for the Razorbacks in the tough SEC West. And with a non-conference opener to start the season next week against the University of Cincinnati, which maybe 7 or 8 years ago when that game was scheduled may have looked like an appealing proposition. But Cincinnati, as everybody remembers, was a Final Four team last year. They were in the college football playoff. And so obviously That is a lot to bite off for your first game, a team that was considered one of the four best in the country just a year ago. So I'm going to go under with Arkansas for this season, under the 7.5. I think they'll win 6 or 7 games. Take nothing away from the job Sam Pittman has done and is doing. But I just don't see Arkansas coming off a 9-win regular season and a 10-win season with the bowl victory. It's going to be tough to match that this year, so I'm going under the win total of 7.5 with the Razorbacks. Also, Alabama, the Tide is favored to be the number one team in the nation when it's all said and done. And that makes some sense because, after all, they have the Heisman Trophy winner in Bryce Young coming back. So he is clearly considered the best offensive football player in the nation. And they've got Will Anderson on defense, which is a Heisman Trophy contender this year. So you've arguably have the two best players on either side of the ball in the entire country at Alabama. Justifiably, they are lofty in the expectations area. 11.5. That means they cannot lose a single regular season game. They have to go 12-0 in order to be over. And I know a lot of Alabama fans will say, well, they're going to do that. You know, if you look at the history of each of the succeeding seasons, it's been rare for Alabama to go undefeated. It's a tough schedule in the SEC West. They have the trip in 2 weeks down to Austin to play the Texas Longhorns, which certainly is not going to be a gimme on the road. I've got to go under Alabama. They annually usually have a stumble. Last year it was at Texas A&M. I really think that expecting them to be perfect in the tough SEC with a challenging non-conference game on the schedule is too much to ask. So I'm taking under with Alabama and 11.5. Quickly, two others. Texas A&M, big, big expectations. Jimbo Fisher kind of lit the fire and put a lot of pressure on his own shoulders in his sparring with Nick Saban. They are set at 8.5. I've looked at the schedule. I'm not that high on Texas A&M being able to contend with Alabama in the SEC West. They're probably clearly the second choice, but I think they're going to get 9 wins. And I've looked at the schedule, and the non-conference schedule is ridiculously soft. Their first two games are against Sam Houston State and another lesser opponent, Appalachian State. So that's going to be 2 right off the bat, like gimmies. So I like the Aggies to get 9 wins this year. I think they'll be 9-3 and go over the 8.5. And the other is Tennessee, who's getting more hype than any team in the SEC. The Big Orange, a lot of optimism in Knoxville up on Rocky Top. They're set at 8 wins. I can see 3 games right off the bat, just glancing at their schedule, that I do not think they're going to win. And if you toss in one more of those, they're going to be right on that 8 number. So I'm not going to go there. I'm going to take under. I think Tennessee will be a decent team again, but Heupel is going to be hard-pressed, even with all the offensive weapons he returns, to really go much further than they accomplished last year. So I'm taking under the 8 wins with Tennessee. As far as the SEC game of the week, the only SEC game this week, Vanderbilt at Hawaii. Hawaii is decimated. They had a bunch of controversy in the offseason with their now departed coach, Todd Graham. A lot of players defected and left the program. New coach Chang is really kind of working with a bare bones operation. But I'm telling you, Vanderbilt is a woeful outfit. Them being an 8.5-point favorite against anybody, I can't go there. Plus, road teams have not fared well against the Hawaii Rainbows in previous years. Vanderbilt might win the game, but I am not giving 8.5 points. Give me Hawaii an 8.5. That goes against what Case likes. He thinks Vanderbilt walks over them on talent alone. I'm going to take the 8.5 and Hawaii. That's all the time we have for this week. We can't thank you enough for tuning in to Wanna Bet. We hope you'll be a regular here on the program each and every week. And enjoy it, everybody. A winning season kicks off this weekend.
You've been watching Birmingham's only betting show, Wanna Bet, with your host Kip Kiefer and the wise guy from the desert, the award-winning betting expert, writer and sports editor for the Las Vegas Sun, Case Kiefer. Join us next week for betting tips and expert picks. Wanna Bet, Saturdays and every Saturday through football season on WTTO Channel 21 at 11:30.